Electrical safety, lockout slash tagout and working hot. Lockout slash tagout the fuel tech way. Why you de-energize before you touch anything. How to lock and verify dead. The narrow cases where working hot is unavoidable and how to do it less dangerously. And the arc flash and PPE basics that matter on residential and light commercial HVAC. From the launch my HVAC knowledge base. What it is. Lockout slash tagout LOTO is the habit of killing power to a piece of equipment, physically locking the disconnect open, so nobody can turn it back on, and tagging it so everybody knows why, before you put a hand or a tool anywhere near a live part. Working hot is the opposite, leaving the circuit energized while you work on it. The whole point of this article is that de-energized is the default, and hot is the rare exception, not the other way around. Most techs get casual about this because residential 240 volts feels routine. It isn't. The thing that kills you on an HVAC call isn't the exotic stuff, it's the contactor you assumed was off, the capacitor you forgot was charged, or the buddy who flipped the breaker back on because he didn't know you were in the unit. How it works. Energy gets to HVAC equipment from more than one place, and that's what trips people up. Before you call something dead, account for every source. Line voltage. The 120 volts slash 240 volts feed through the disconnect. Kill it and verify no backfeed. Stored energy in capacitors. Run and start caps hold a charge after power is off. A big dual run cap can bite you minutes after the disconnect is pulled. Stored energy doesn't care the breaker is off. A second power source. The air handler slash furnace and the condenser are often on separate circuits. Pulling the outdoor disconnect does nothing to a 120 volts control transformer fed from the indoor unit. Two disconnects, two locks. Control voltage, 24 volts won't hurt you, but it can energize a contactor coil and slam the contacts on your fingers if the stat calls. The philosophy is simple. Isolate every source, lock it off. Then prove it's de-energized with a meter before you trust it. Locking without verifying is how people die. You can pull the wrong disconnect, hit a mislabeled panel or a backfeed, and never know until you're across it. In the field, the basic de-energize sequence on a residential slash light commercial unit. Notify anyone affected, homeowner, building contact, your helper. Identify all sources. Outdoor disconnect, indoor disconnect slash breaker, furnace switch, any second circuit. Don't assume one switch does it all. Shut them off at the disconnect or breaker. Lock it out. Your own padlock or a breaker lockout device on the disconnect so it can't be re-energized. On a pullout, pull it and pocket it. If a crew is working, every person puts their own lock on. The equipment can't go live until the last lock comes off. Tag it. Your name and do not energize tells the next person why. Lock holds it. Tag explains it. Verify dead. Meter every conductor to ground and to each other. Confirm 0 volts where you'll work. Prove the meter on a known live source first and after. A dead meter reads 0 on a hot wire and tells you a comforting lie. Discharge stored energy. Bleed caps with a proper discharge tool, an insulated resistor, not a screwdriver, and verify 0 with the meter. Now work. When done, reverse it. Clear people and tools. Remove your lock, never someone else's. Close up. Re-energize. Working hot. Only when there's truly no choice. Some diagnostics genuinely require power on, reading voltage at a contactor, checking a capacitor under load, confirming transformer output, watching a sequence of operations. You can't troubleshoot a live circuit with the power off. The rules that make energized readings less dangerous. Minimize it. Be live only as long as the reading takes, then kill power to actually wrench on anything. Measure, get out. One hand rule. Keep the other hand off the equipment, so you never become a path across your own chest slash heart. Insulated, rated tools, covered eyes, no metal on you, voltage rated leads with intact insulation, safety glasses, and no rings slash watches slash metal bands. Metal across 240 volts is a burn you remember. Stable, dry footing. Don't work live standing in a wet condensate pan or on a damp slab. Asterisk asterisk never repair hot dot asterisk asterisk diagnosing live is sometimes necessary. Tightening a lug, swapping a contactor, or pulling a wire is not. Repair de-energized, every time. Normal values and targets. Control voltage, 24 volts AC, won't shock you but will energize coils. Treat the mechanical hazard seriously even when the electrical one is mild. Residential line voltage, 120 volts and 240 volts single phase, absolutely lethal. 240 volts across the chest can stop a heart. Light commercial, 208 volts slash 240 volts single and three phase, occasionally 480 volts three phase on RTUs, higher available fault current, higher arc flash energy. Verified Ed reading. You want 0 volts line to line and line to ground on everything you'll touch before you call it safe. Capacitor discharge. Bleed to 0 volts before handling. A dual run cap can sit at line voltage level charge after disconnect. Common faults and what they mean. I pulled the disconnect but I'm still reading voltage. Backfeed from a second circuit control transformer fed from the indoor unit. A mislabeled disconnect. Or a shared neutral. Find and kill the second source. Got pit after the power was off. Charged capacitor. You skip the discharge step. Caps hold energy with the breaker off. Contact her slammed shut while you were in the condenser. 24 volts control still live and the stat called. Kill control power, not just the line side. Breaker flipped back on while you worked. No lock, or someone removed it. Exactly what the lock prevents. Tech tips and gotchas. Lock your own lock, carry your own key. If your padlock is on it, you control when it goes live. Turned off is not locked off. Two units, two disconnects, the split system trap. Pulling the outdoor disconnect and assuming the indoor 120 volts is dead too. Separate circuits. Account for both. Discharge caps with a tool, not a screwdriver. Shorting a big cap with a screwdriver welds the tip, pits the terminals, and throws sparks at your face. A 20k ohm insulated resistor bleeds it safely. Prove the meter twice and don't trust panel labels. Known live before and after, and verify dead at the equipment. A dead meter reads a happy zero on a hot wire, and mislabeled breakers are everywhere. Safety slash code notes. General industry lockout slash tagout is governed by OSHA 29 CFR 1910.147 Control of Hazardous Energy, the framework for isolating and locking energy sources before service. Electrical work practices, the de-energized default, and arc flash slash shock protection are addressed in an FBA 70E standard for electrical safety in the workplace, which treats energized work as something you justify and minimize, not a default. HVAC equipment is required to have a disconnecting means within sight of the unit per NEC Article 440 Air Conditioning and Refrigerating Equipment. That disconnect is your lockout point. Use it. Arc flash awareness. Even at residential 240 volts, there's enough available fault energy to flash and burn if you bridge phases. On higher energy light commercial gear 208/480 volts, big services, the arc flash hazard is real. Wear appropriate PPE, keep your face out of the equipment line, and don't work energized when you can avoid it. When in doubt, de-energize, lock, verify, discharge, then work. The few minutes it costs is the cheapest insurance in the trade.